I'm Cammy McCormick. Hundreds of generals and admirals gathered in Virginia today, called there by Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. President Trump addressed them, saying, "We are reawakening the warrior spirit." Here's CBS's Nancy Cordes.
He suggested, as Hegseth had before him, that some people in that room maybe don't have their jobs for the right reasons, that they don't have as high qualifications as they could have, but that they were put in those positions because of DEI, that perhaps they are minorities, perhaps they are women. And he added that if anyone in the room doesn't like what he's saying, they can leave, although he said they would immediately lose their rank.
The president also suggested major cities in this country could serve as training grounds for the military. CBS's Nicole Valdez is in Memphis, where they're awaiting a deployment of some sort.
A lot of questions still here in Memphis about just how soon we will start to see those National Guard troops in the streets. The president and the governor of Tennessee, Bill Lee, both said they expected that operation to kickstart this week. But so far, we haven't seen any sign of any massive troop movement throughout the city.
With a government shutdown looming, Democratic lawmakers are standing firm on their demands for an extension of expiring health insurance subsidies. Senator Chuck Schumer.
They're afraid to talk about the real issue, which is health care for American citizens, health care for people who need the health care and can't afford these premiums.
Republican lawmakers want the issue negotiated separately later. The deadline is midnight tonight. Hamas says it's studying President Trump's latest peace plan for Gaza. CBS's Deborah Pata is in Tel Aviv with reaction.
The families of hostages who have waited nearly 2 years for their loved ones are almost too scared to hope that this time will not end in disappointment. And in Gaza, Palestinians who continue to endure bombardment, hunger, and displacement remain skeptical, saying this could have been ended a long time ago.
Stacey Lynn reports a federal judge has ruled the Trump administration's efforts to deport non-citizens for protesting the war in Gaza was unconstitutional.
The judge in Boston agreed with several university associations, which said the policy they described as ideological deportation violates the First Amendment. They testified that the Trump administration had launched a coordinated effort to target students and scholars who had criticized Israel or showed sympathy for Palestinians.
On Wall Street, stocks finished a lightly higher today ahead of the possible government shutdown. The Dow was up 81. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Justice was handed down late last week for the man who shot and killed a newlywed couple inside of an Elkhorn bar last year. A Walworth County judge sentenced 58-year-old Thomas Rout to life in prison with no chance for parole. He was convicted of killing Gina and Emerson Weingart during a robbery in February of 2024. It was standing room only in Caledonia, and after 3 hours of public comment, Microsoft is one step closer to building another data center in Racine County. The Village Plan Commission voted 5-2 to rezone 244 acres near Douglas Avenue and County Line Road last night. Most neighbors spoke against it, while Microsoft and village officials said it would mean new jobs and an influx of money. The full village board takes up the final vote on October 14th. Microsoft didn't take any questions, but handed out a statement saying that they want to work with the community. The Southern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Union Grove has been awarded a federal grant. They'll be getting just over $930,000 to improve roads, parking, landscaping, and spaces for ceremonies. Bucky's has officially purchased 28 acres in Oak Creek. They paid $7.5 million to buy the land to build their massive gas station and store. Plans call for 120 pumps with the site just north of the Milwaukee-Racine County line off I-94. And the Brewers are waiting on the Cubs-Padres series to see their playoff opponent. Chicago and San Diego start their series this afternoon. When the crew does play, Milwaukee's Game 3 will be an away game. A local watch party has been planned for Davidson Park near the Harley campus. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks are new and improved. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. That's the message Bucks GM John Horsehead telling reporters on how they've revamped the roster after releasing Damian Lillard.
We have even more shooting this year than we had last year. Obviously highlighted by the Miles Turner acquisition, which was huge for us. He really fits us as a person, as a player, age-wise on the timeline of the rest of our team. Doc said yesterday he's actually younger than Giannis, which is great.
NFL, the Packers' Micah Parsons says he wants to meet this week with defensive coordinator Jeff Halfley after Green Bay allowed the Cowboys to score 40 points Sunday night.
We're just sitting down talking for 10, 15 minutes together post-game, and just like I said, bro, I want to meet with you one-on-one. That's the same thing I used to do with Zimmer, same thing I did with Dan Quinn, just about like what he sees, what I see. I'll take my personal time so that we can build that relationship together. But, you know, it's something that I do want to hope throughout this bye week that we come back and we start doing more things together.
That's the Packers' Micah Parsons with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. This is some of the best riding weather of the season, but pay attention and be careful out there because unfortunately there have been a lot of unnecessary motorcycle accidents lately. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any kind of accident, call a Hog Lawyer immediately at 888-999-6644. He's the lawyer who rides, and with over 45 years of road-tested experience, he's definitely the guy you want on your side to protect your rights. Call him today or visit him online at hoglawyer.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and mild tonight, a low around 60. And a mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow, a high within a few degrees of 70. Warming up into the 80s for the rest of the week, some rain chances return later this weekend. Right now it's 73.
My love, my darling, I've hungered local news, timeless hits, WRJN, a little rock and roll with CCR.
737 coming out of the sky. Oh, won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I wanna move. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Yeah, well, I'm flying across the land. Trying to get a ham. Hey, you need a traveling band. Take me to the hotel. Baggage gone, oh well. Come on, come on. Won't you get me to my room? I wanna move. Hey, you need a traveling band. Yeah, well, I'm flying.
Everything right.
Tell me how you feel, baby.
I never knew love before. Then came
Timeless Hits, WRJN, Thinking You. Dionne Warwick and the Spinner Spool. I'll dedicate that to, no, maybe we won't dedicate it to Nicole Kidman or Keith Urban. Yesterday, we all found out that they were separated. And the guys have been married since 2006. I really, truly believed in love just because of those two. Oh, and the guy I married. He's pretty cool, too. But anyway, not only, they released that yesterday, even though they've been living apart since the beginning of summer. Apparently, Keith Urban moved out. And I guess Nicole Kidman felt blindsided. Well, today it's announced she has officially filed for divorce. So I don't know. I think they are never, ever, ever getting back together again.
Big deals. It's game time with WRJN Big Deals. Score big with discounted gift certificates from your local favorites. Mahoffers on Main, X-Golf Kenosha, The New Cafe. Don't miss the action. The Big Deal of the Day drops twice a week. And keep listening to WRJN for details on our brand new flash sales. Go to WRJN.com. Click the Big Deals banner and get in on the savings game with WRJN Big Deals.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Step right up. Circus history is alive in Wisconsin.
The circus would come to town and whole cities would shut down. There wouldn't be school. The stores would be closed because everybody would go to the circus.
A big part of the circus, the wagons. And now what's believed to be the last bell wagon anywhere is at Circus World in Baraboo. Commissioned by the Ringlings in 1892, this 10,000-pound rolling musical instrument was the crown jewel of the circus parades.
There's parade wagons. The circus parades would have to get people excited to come see the circus. And so those are the very ornamented ones, lots of carving.
That's Jennifer Kronk. She's the curator of history at Circus World. Three other unique wagons owned by Felt Entertainment in Florida are also on loan for the next couple of years. It's a slice of Wisconsin and circus history right here, where you can relive the glory of the parade and echo of the bells calling you to the big top. I'm Terry Barr.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on WRJN. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us. Our goal for the green and gold sponsors are Royal Construction, Building Dreams Together, and Vessel Services, roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind.
Ever looked better than when he was in Jailhouse Rock. That was a great movie from Elvis on WRJN. Today at 5, 5 o'clock class reunion. I'll take you back to 1960. Some really cool songs then.
Kiss me each morning for a million years. Hold me each evening at your side. Tell me you love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye. Sweeten my coffee with a morning kiss. Soften my dreams with your sigh. Tell me you love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye. Go, I won't tell you no, just so that we can say we tried. Tell me you love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye.
us the birds. Yes, this music is for the birds. I mean, like, literally. Mr. Tambourine Man on WRJN, where you spoke, we listened. And we brought it back, not me personally, but friends of mine. I know them quite well. Anyway, they brought back WRJN with local news, timeless hits, and Racine County Aging Well Expo going on till 6 o'clock tonight. It's free, Fountain Hills Banquet Hall on Durand Avenue. A lot of vendors are going to be there to help seniors and their families navigate through the many services available to help seniors stay active and healthy. Hopefully, though, I'll have donuts for sale, too, there. Maybe some apple cider one. But that's just me asking. Anyway, learn more. No, better yet, it's open now. So go there to Fountain Hills Banquet Hall on Durand Avenue. Even I know where that is. And go in there till 6 p.m. tonight and even stop by and say hi at the fine folks at WRJN.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A packed meeting in 3 hours of public comment ended with Microsoft one step closer to building in Caledonia. The Village Plan Commission voted 5-2 last night to rezone 244 acres off Douglas Avenue and County Line Road for a proposed data center. Most speakers opposed the plan, while Microsoft and village officials said it would bring jobs. The final decision now goes to the full village board on October 14th. Microsoft officials didn't take questions, but did hand out a statement saying they want to work with the community. A traffic stop in Mount Pleasant took a dangerous turn when police say the driver threatened to kill the arresting officer. Investigators say 31-year-old Adam Riccio of Racine not only admitted to drinking, but had a gun on his hip during a traffic stop. During the arrest, they say he made gang references and threatened to shoot the officer. Riccio is now charged with making threats against an officer and carrying a weapon while intoxicated. An almost million-dollar grant has been awarded to one of the most solemn places in Racine County. A $931,000 federal grant will help upgrade the Southern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Center in Union Grove. The over 100-acre cemetery conducts roughly 1,400 burials annually for veterans and their families. The funds will be used to improve roads, parking, landscaping, and areas for funeral processions. A statement says the enhancement will help maintain quality services for those that have served. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Building Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and mild tonight, a low around 60. And a mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow, a high within a few degrees of 70. Warming up into the 80s for the rest of the week, some rain chances return later this weekend. Right now it's 73.
It's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. Your
parties. And it's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll.
Local news, Timeless, it's WRJN. Your mama don't dance, your daddy don't rock and roll, and your sister has cooties. I'm WRJN. Well, you don't have to say you love me just because you can. But I'll tell you, buddy, you got 4 seconds to say it, that's for sure. Dusty Springfield.
When I said I needed you, you said you would always stay. It wasn't me who changed.
Bring that meeting me that no one can hear. Said, there's a love in that girl. One, two, tres, cuatro.
And timeless, this is WRJN. And today at 5, our green and gold text to win contest. Another text to win word for you from me at the top of the hour. We're about 17 minutes away. Just, you've been warned. You've been warned. Right now, it's Bill Werther's WRJN local news, timeless hits.
Long.
News and Timeless Hits right here on WRJN. And we have got, this is really cool, Aging Well Expo going on right now at Fountain Hills Banquet Hall and Durand Avenue. And my prayers have been answered. So you got to, you know, Denise, you got to have friends in high places. And Don Rosen is my friend.
Yeah.
I said, Don, is there nobody who wants to talk to me? He goes, oh, and in 2 seconds, he had you calling in. Denise Lockwood is the owner of Racine County Eye. And man, this is just an honor and pleasure to have you on the air with me.
Well, thank you so much. We're really excited about this event. We've actually been doing this for about a year now. This is Aging Well, and we're really excited because, quite frankly, aging is not something you have to do all by yourself. It's something that you have, if you have a good support system, you can really get a lot more out of life when you have the right people and things in your life that can help you accomplish those goals, right? So we have a whole ton of wonderful vendors from United Healthcare, EverDry, European Remodeling. We've got the Aging, Disability, and Resource Center here. And we're at Fountain Hall in Sturtevant. And in the back of the building, we've got about 35 vendors. And right now, they're actually doing bingo.
Oh, my God. Is it too late to get over there?
No one ever.
Nobody ever said no to bingo. Come on.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So we've got a lot of really fun people here, and we're really excited about being able to be part of this because, quite frankly, you don't have to do things alone, like I said, and being able to be part of the solution feels really good. We've got Pruitt Law Offices, and they can help you with wills and those things that sometimes we don't want to talk about, right?
Yep.
But we need to. We need to.
Oh, that is for sure.
Right. So we want everybody to come on down and enjoy the space. The Fountain Hall is really a great space, and you can come and meet. And we've got also this one thing called Harmony. We've got like art therapy, music therapy. We've obviously got WRGN.
Oh, there you go.
Partners. Racine County Eye is here, and we're really wanting to wrap ourselves around everybody and just make sure that you get what you need and you have a healthy, successful life, right?
Oh, darling, I Denise, goodness. See, this is why they don't let me on too often. You know, Millie, Robin, Denise Lockwood, I cannot thank you enough. Thank you so much for making room in your busy schedule and coming on the air with me this afternoon.
No problem. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Denise Lockwood is the owner of Racine County Eye. Boy, we were just delighted as heck to have you on the air. You have a great evening, all right?
Thank you so much.
Ah, thank you.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And all this week, O&H is featuring the return of Pumpkin Caramel Kringle. O&H's special blend of pumpkin, spices, and smooth caramel have made it an annual family favorite. It's a sure sign that fall has arrived, so be sure to pick up one this week. While at O&H, grab several pumpkin donuts, rolled in cinnamon sugar or with cream cheese icing. Enjoy oven-fresh, scratch-made Danish delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Following Brewers Sunday home games, all kids ages 14 and under can come down to the field and run the bases at American Family Field, courtesy of Aurora Healthcare. The post-game kids run the bases line begins along the first baseline on the field level.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A step forward for clean energy in Wisconsin, the Public Service Commission has approved its first wind farm in 14 years. The Badger Hollow Wind Energy Center will be built in Iowa and Grant counties. At the same meeting, commissioners also approved a new solar farm in Walworth and Jefferson counties. It might be fall, but it sure doesn't feel like it. Some Wisconsin communities like Milwaukee have already seen record highs, and that's bad news for our fall colors. Experts with the Wisconsin State Climatology Office say warm fall nights mean more muted leaf colors. And yep, climate change is making our nights hotter and hotter. Right now on the Defender podcast, AI data centers are racing ahead in Wisconsin, but staggering energy and water demands raise serious questions. Tune in for an in-depth discussion on data center secrets at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
WRJN Local News Timeless. It's a huge thank you to Denise Lockwood of Racine County. I really appreciate it. Here's Classes
In
4.
In the cool of the evening when everything is getting kind of groovy, I call you up and ask you if you'd like to go with me and see a movie. First you say no, you got some plans for the night. Stop and say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure.
stand, and then you smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
J.N. Sensible with your new love. Don't be fooled thinking this is the last you'll find. But they never stood in the dark with you, love. When you take me in your arms and drive me slowly out of my mind, kiss me. Say adieu, so kiss me, kiss me. Make me tell you I'm in love with you. Kiss me, kiss me. When you do, I know that you will miss me, miss me. If we ever say adieu, so kiss me. Tell you I'm in love with you. Never, never, never let me go. Never,
hold me, thrill me, kiss me, says my dog every night when I get home. Mel Carter right there on Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. We're just in front of 5 o'clock with the news. But first, it's our goal for the Green and Gold text to win this multi-state contest. Your daily chance to win a piece of gold jewelry and $200 in cash. Plus, every entry puts you into the grand prize drawing for a pair of indoor club-level tickets to the Green Bay versus the Minnesota game in November. Are you ready? This hour's keyword is, I lost it. No, I'm just kidding. Just trying to be funny there. Not funny? Okay, here we go. It is punt, P-U-N-T. Punt is your keyword for this hour. If you haven't already, download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. find WRJN and use the text button to send the keyword punt, P-U-N-T, to the WRJN site on the Civic Media app. And then use the text button to send the keyword right now. You've got until the end of the hour. Good luck from WRJN.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth called generals and admirals from their posts around the world to gather in Virginia, where he spoke to them about reshaping the Pentagon.